Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Queen apparently told Harry, "You work for the monarchy doesn't work for you." An insider told the Mail, "The direction of travel has been clear for a while. The Queen has been very clear from the start that this half-in, half-out model demanded by the Sussexes wouldn't work and hasn't deviated from that, not once. Their original idea was to have a third way of being a royal, and the Queen has quite simply said, no, you can't." A source said Harry and Meghan absolutely, no question, wanted to keep the positions they had lost. Meanwhile, Prince William is reportedly unhappy with the way his brother Prince Harry responded to Queen Elizabeth's announcement. The Sunday Times calls William really sad and genuinely shocked about his brother's behaviour, adding he is very upset by what has happened and found Harry and Meghan's behaviour insulting and disrespectful. "You don't answer the Queen back, it's just not done," added another Sunday Times source. "It's still raw," a friend of William's told the Sunday Times. "He's very upset by what has happened, though absolutely intent that he and Harry's relationship will heal in time." Town and Country adds, "What makes Buckingham Palace's statement on the matter so remarkable is that it includes details such as the fact that the Queen wrote to them. Instead of sticking to the bare minimum of facts, which the Palace frequently does on many matters, it spills out by accident or design, beyond the formality of information about patronages, into something much more revealing. And the separate message from the Sussexes, sent at almost exactly the same time, reads innately like a response that lays simmering tensions bare. The line in the Buckingham Palace message describing the responsibilities and duties that come with a life of public service might be viewed by some as a superfluous, even pointed spelling out of the ideology of what it means to be a working royal. The decision to insert a final sentence about the family being saddened and Harry and Meghan remaining much loved is a poignant reminder of just how deep this professional decision goes. The royals are also said to be concerned about the upcoming Oprah special, now just 2 weeks away, although they have, quote, no plans to try and stop Harry or Meghan from taking part. The Mirror reminds us of the disastrous television interviews with senior royals in recent years, from Prince Andrew on Newsnight to Princess Diana on Panorama, all of which have ended with dire consequences. One source said, questions are of course being asked why Harry would ever think this is a good idea. On the one hand, he may think that Oprah Winfrey is a trusted friend, despite only meeting her a handful of times, but on the other, the history with these sorts of interviews has often ended with disastrous consequences. It seems a strange sequence of events that Harry himself said he could not stand the sight or sound of cameras, and insisted both he and Meghan wanted to live a very private life, and now he is inviting the cameras into his home to be beamed around the world. It is, at its very base, a sheer contradiction in terms. The overriding feeling is he will very much live to regret it. Royal biographer Angela Levin said, "Meghan and Harry will talk to Oprah and will include how they cope with intense public pressure. I advise they got rid of their 12 PRs and stop the flow of me to the press. Who bets these millionaires will play the victim?" Maybe we have this all backward and it is not the Queen who should worry about Harry and Meghan, but Harry and Meghan who should worry about the Queen. While it is sure to be well covered, the Oprah special won't air until 1 AM UK time. But there will be something for British royal fans to watch. Per the Mirror, Her Majesty was due to attend the annual Commonwealth service on March 8th, but this has been cancelled for the first time in nearly half a century due to COVID-19. Instead, the Queen has chosen to share her annual message 24 hours earlier for a celebration of Commonwealth Day in a speech pre-recorded at Windsor Castle and broadcast on BBC One on Sunday, March 7th. This will be shown to millions a few hours before Harry and Meghan's intimate interview with Oprah Winfrey is being screened in a 90-minute special on CBS at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the US, around 1 a.m. UK time on Monday. And in a show of unity with the monarch, Prince Charles and Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, Prince William and Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, and Sophie, the Countess of Wessex, will also take part in the show hosted by Anita Rani, sharing their royal perspectives on the importance of Britain's Commonwealth links. The next thing you know, Her Majesty will have her own podcast, and this one will be right back. But life goes on for the former royals. People reports, on Sunday, the Genesis Women's Shelter and Support in Dallas, which suffered large-scale damage in the recent winter storms to their transitional housing facilities, schools and offices, shared their thanks to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Today, the news of our damages reached Prince Harry and Meghan, and through their non-profit, they are supporting us by replacing the roof at our transitional housing facility and helping us meet our immediate needs. Thank you, Archwell Foundation. The Independent confirms that despite all the hubbub, Harry remains sixth in line for the throne. This is because the positioning is based on legislation, meaning the government would have to step in to remove someone from that list. Historian and author Marlene Koenig told Royal Central, "Succession to the throne is based on legislation, including the Succession to the Crown Act, which includes the Act of Settlement. It would take an Act of Parliament to remove a person from the line of succession. This is very rare, but has happened once before. In 1936, when Edward VII abdicated from the throne, you may recall from watching The Crown that Edward chose his love for an American over being a royal." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.